Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. We are in May. I kind of laugh, chuckle, and a little sad because I can't believe we're already in May. And May, there's many, many celebrations in May besides birthdays, but the hospital we have two special weeks coming up. And my guest today is Chandra Roberts. Good morning, Chandra.
Hi.
How are you today?
Very well, thanks.
And Chandra is the Chief of Nursing and Patient Care Services here at Way Memorial Hospital. And we are going to talk about two celebrations. One this week is Nurses Week, right?
So May 6th, this is the start of Nurses Week that runs May 6th through 12th.
Right. And then following that is Hospital Week.
And Hospital Week, I think, is around May 11th.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of coincide.
Right.
Overlap a little bit.
Isn't that, maybe they planned it like that or what, right? Because nurses are such an important part of the hospital, wouldn't you say?
Sure.
How long have you been a nurse?
So on May 17th, I'll have been a nurse for 25 years.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Yes, and you when you started at Way Memorial, I mean, and you've been a nurse for 25 years, but did you start off as an RN?
No, actually, I started working at Way Memorial in 1996 when I was a senior in high school. I was trained as a nursing assistant and worked, as a nursing assistant as I was working through nursing school on mm-hmm. my breaks, Christmas break, summer breaks, I come back. And then after I graduated in 2000, I did work here on night shift for a year until I got married and decided mm-hmm. to relocate to another state for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So and my roots did start here at Wayne.
And you're back here, mm-hmm. right?
I've been back since 2006.
Yeah.
So, yeah, uh-huh. a long time.
Right. And when you look at 2006 and the hospital, which we'll get to, many things have changed. So we'll talk about that as well. But you know, oftentimes they have themes of the year, and this year, right, there's two themes, kind of?
Right, so for Nurses Week, the American Nurses Association theme is The Power of Nurses, which I think is the greatest theme ever.
Right.
But if you look at other professional organizations, some of them take on their own themes, and the Association of Nursing Leadership celebrates the theme as Care, Lead, Inspire, Repeat.
Right.
And that's a great theme, too.
It is. So. It is. And it's amazing because both of them are so related to nursing as well. And when we look at nurses, there's many classifications under there, right? So you have a nursing department, right? And it's not just RNs. Do you want to talk about how many people are really involved in the nursing
sure.
department?
So there are weeks for every type of delineation of healthcare worker,
mm-hmm.
right? And we would love to celebrate every single week, every single year, throughout the year. But we really do celebrate all of our staff in the nursing department during Nurses Week instead of dividing it out. So you're right, we have RNs, we have LPNs, we have agency RNs and LPNs who aren't our own staff, but we depend on them and we treat them like our own staff.
Right.
We have technicians and monitor technicians and nursing assistants, you name it.
Right.
Nursing department isn't just nursing, it encompasses a lot.
Right. And one thing I do love about Way Memorial Hospital, I've been here for many years myself, is the opportunity to grow, right? You had mentioned like a nurse's aide, but we've had many of our employees that, like you said, you started as a student nurse's aide and then went into an RN, but we still continue to support our staff to grow.
Absolutely.
And so what programs are available at the hospital for people?
Oh, my. We offer a lot for a small hospital. So starting from the ground up, we offer clinical rotation time for a couple of our school districts to come in and get some clinical experience if they're interested in healthcare professions. So Honesdale has their HOSA program and Wallenpaupack has their Allied Health program.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been entertaining both of those programs for a number of years, and it gives high school students some exposure to healthcare jobs and direct patient care, which is great. And then we bring on board a lot of employed per diem employees who intend to go on to nursing or healthcare professions who want to work as nursing assistants or maybe even assistant technicians in different departments. The ER in the summertime usually brings on some assistant ED technicians. This year we entertained something new and brought on an assistant OR technician, again, to, you know, assist in the development of someone who might like to work as a certified technician in the future, but giving them some learning opportunity while they're still in school.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Those methods of growth and right. recruitment for frontline staff have been really important over the years. And then we continue on up the line to support nursing assistants as they're going to nursing school. For either their LPN or RN, we support LPNs as they're going back to nursing school to be RNs. You know, we have a lot of good, strong agreements with some of our local nursing schools and provide some, you know, tuition assistance or tuition reimbursement, mm-hmm. however you might want to call it, that Human Resources has to offer for some of our employees who choose to move up and on in their professions and do that as an employee.
Right. And, you know, any one time you look on our website under careers, right? And all those opportunities are usually available,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
And if anyone is out there listening and wants, you know, they're like, wow, I am so inspired by this. Who can they call for more information about, like, the nursing department and programs like that?
Sure. So Human Resources is a great place to start. If you go on the careers tab on WMH.org, you can apply for any position, even if it looks like, you know, if it's a nursing assistant position that's posted for full time and you just want to work per diem, put in an application anyway. And then when HR follows up, you know, that you can make it known that you'd like to come on board as a per diem and, you know, we'll get to know you and your future goals and see where those goals align with us and our employment mm-hmm. policies and procedures. You know, for nurses looking for a place to work either full-time or part-time or per diem, I mean, again, check out the website, but because that's where everything will be posted.
Every
available mm-hmm. position is posted on our website, but absolutely. I'm also available. Just call the main hospital number 253-8100 and ask for the chief nursing officer. And you can leave me a voicemail if you have questions to ask about any of our employment opportunities in the nursing or anywhere in patient care services.
Right, right.
Because I also oversee case management, social services, the pharmacy, and
right.
nursing encompasses, you know, about 11 or 12 different departments as
about,
well throughout
right.
the hospital.
Exactly. And you know, I think when people think nurses, it's just one thing, but how much, you just mentioned it, how much, you know, connection that you have to other departments and how everyone really builds upon each other and works together. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's so amazing about Wayne Memorial Hospital. We truly work as a team here, you know, and we do try and celebrate every single one that works here. So, you know, I do want to give out a shout out to all the nurses, all the individuals in our nursing department here and any other facility out there. You know, thank you for all you do. It is the power of nurses, you know, to, you know, they probably make up at least, you know, the RNs alone make up only, you know, make up one third of our staff here probably. But, you know, the nursing department is incredible. So thank you to you and everyone else in nursing. The second part is Hospital Week, right? So we celebrate everyone that works for the hospital.
Right. It's a good time between the Hospital Week and our employee picnic in the summertime. It's a good time to reach all the employees. So I know administration has some fun things in mind to be sharing with all the hospital staff throughout the week in 2 weeks, starting May 11th. So watch for those exciting things. We usually have some nice, like, tasty giveaways, and mm-hmm. one day there'll be lunch, and it's provided to all three shifts. So hope everybody can jump on board for that.
Right, right. And we'll send that notice out to all our employees as well. But when you look at the hospital, there's, again, many different areas of the hospital. Sometimes people think, you know, of the ED, right, the emergency department, the acute. But we also have inpatient and outpatient rehabs, right? We are not going to go through all the departments. We already talked about that because we don't want to leave anyone out because you know, we feel every single department is important in this hospital.
Absolutely.
Correct. But, you know, something that we have as a hospital has expanded is our physician specialty services, correct?
Yes.
And what kind of specialty services, some of them that fall under that umbrella?
So in the last couple of years, it really is phenomenal. You know, having been born and raised here and a new graduate nurse in a small rural community where specialty services were really at the minimum mm-hmm. for many years. I mean, Way Memorial is blowing it out of the water. So our specialty services include cardiac care. We have a staff physician who works in mid-levels who work in our cardiac area. We have interventional cardiologists that run our cath lab. We have pulmonary program both here with Dr. McVeigh and his mid-levels and Dr. Lanahan out in Lackawanna County. We have nephrology services and we offer dialysis for inpatients who may need it. We have gastrointestinal specialty services with Dr. Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
And most recently we have huge urology services. We have general surgery, orthopedic surgery,
robotic surgery now, right?
Urogynecology surgery. We offer mm-hmm. robotic surgery for both general surgery, urology surgery, urogynecology mm-hmm. surgery. Mm-hmm. So the robot will be in use just about every day of the week
right.
pretty soon, which
yes.
is great.
Because we have Dr. Rodriguez that kind of started it. And then we have, you know, a couple other providers out there, Dr. Lee, and that is also doing robotic right. surgery under urology, right?
Dr. Plucknut, Dr. That's Lori right. Delgadio, and shortly we'll be having Dr. Rodilla come in.
Wow. So. Mm-hmm. See, I learn something new when I do these shows, you know. They're coming in, and we also have neurology, you know, and orthopedic, right? We have our orthopedic team and our general surgeons and robotic surgeries. So it is truly incredible. And Alfred, in the last year, too, we have, partnered with Barnes Case and Hospital, right? Up in Susquehanna
yes.
County.
Mm-hmm. So last year we joined
right.
Barnes. We didn't buy them, but
no.
we joined forces and they joined the Way Memorial Health System. And we believe that together
mm-hmm.
We can provide our communities, you know, enhanced care, especially specialty care
right.
in a very rural community up there where they wouldn't otherwise have those opportunities. So
mm-hmm.
we already have Dr. Ellardice from orthopedics and Dr. Delgadio from urology and Dr. Lanahan from pulmonology already in the Barnes community
mm-hmm.
a couple days a month to help resource their patients, which
right.
is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we have to give a shout out to when you talk about the Wayne Memorial Health Systems, right? We have our Wayne Woodlands Manor, which is our nursing home,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, they're also, you know, part of the system, part of the hospital
yes.
system.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they include almost everyone, every department, you know, their nursing, their dietary, their housekeeping, you know, all of those staff as well. So we want to give a shout out to them as well.
Right.
When we look at all the services we have. So Chandra, any last words that you want to say to our community or to our staff out there?
Well, to all the nurses, absolutely it is the power of nurses. And sometimes as nurses at the bedside, we feel powerless,
mm-hmm.
right? And believe me, in my 25 years, been there.
Mm-hmm.
But really, we are the hands and eyes and ears.
Right.
For our healthcare professionals. And it's really important that nurses feel that empowerment, to feel that professional responsibility to our patients, to really truly be their strong advocate on behalf of them, their family, for their physicians
right.
as well, and
mm-hmm.
advanced practice providers. So,
yeah. So if you see a nurse out there this week, you know, please either give them a high five, a hug, or just a great big thank you for everything that they do, you know, for our community. Because, you know, we talk about inpatient, you know, there's also outpatients. There's nurses all over this county that need to be celebrated.
Absolutely.
And all of our hospital staff as well, right?
Yes.
So, Chandra, thank you so much for being on the show today. Really appreciate your time and everything you do for us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, the Community Relations Manager of Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.